item number 24, because I see Mr. Harris sitting there very intently, and as he has been all day, and I don't believe that's necessary for him to continue here. Item number 24, do you want to read that item quickly?
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2012 purchase of service contract with Our Space and audit recommendations for the Behavioral Health Division. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Unless someone from the committee would like to disagree with me, I believe this item has become null and void. And so we will. Thank you for your time. And I'm sure it's been very interesting here this morning.
Oh, it has been, Madam Chair.
It always is.
I would, just if I could, Jerry Hare, Director of Audits, yes. I would agree with you that the immediacy of these issues, given the current situation with the contract that previously was held by Our Space, that immediacy is no longer an issue. Mm-hmm. But there were about 16 recommendations that the department's been implementing. So we're very comfortable with their approach and progress on those.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo and then Supervisor Stamper.
Even though it might be null and void, we still should receive a place on file so we have this for our information for the future.
Okay. Mr. Hare, do you believe this is something that we need to continue, maybe label it as something else and continue to revisit, or do you feel like the department has a very good handle on this at this point, seeing as how we have a new partner in this area?
Madam Chairwoman, I think that it would be all right just to, as Supervisor Mayo said, receive and place this on file.
Okay.
What we will do, as a matter of course, is continue to monitor the efforts of the department.
Okay.
The vast majority of things that they said they were going to do, they have done.
Okay.
But there were a few issues where they say that they're going to be taking future action.
Okay.
And what we could do in this case, given the considerable progress they've made, is if we, as the auditors, don't believe that progress is coming along as it should, we could always reignite the issue.
Yes, definitely. Okay, and you are monitoring them on a monthly basis?
Well, traditionally what we'll do is if there's a report back, we'll give them a heads up a month or so ahead of time. In this case, if there's not going to be a report back, I'll put it on follow-up status. I'll actually work with the administrators, but I'm thinking that in about 2 to 3 month time frame, some of the elements of what they plan to implement with the new vendor should be well underway. So I'll probably put it on about a three-month follow-up if it's okay with you and them.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we will, are we able to remove Our Space from the verbiage and just make this like a Office of Community Affairs follow-up? Or do we need a motion to do that? Go ahead.
Madam Chair, actually, just receive, place on file, and when they come back in 3 months, then you will come back and retitle the whole item. It will be a brand new item.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Very good. Supervisor Stumper?
Yeah, thank you. I'm just curious, did Our Space bid for this?
No, they did not.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah. I just wanted to follow up since we have Jerry in front of us. Are there any highlights out of the report?
Well, if I could expand on my brief comments, I think that we were very impressed with the amount of work that the department was able to accomplish in a fairly short period of time. Clearly, we were focused on the four recommendations that were addressed to Our Space. Those are no longer relevant. But to the extent that those same issues could arise with the new vendor, I think our position on this would be there's been good progress, it's been timely, but there's now a new vendor, and we need to make sure that the same issues don't appear again with the new vendor. So I think 3 months is enough time to kind of get things up and running, and we can make sure that the same issues we had with the previous vendor don't occur with the new vendor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. So we will have this item back in front of us in January. Only we will title it as an update on the Consumer Affairs, Office of Consumer Affairs, so that we can take Our Space out of the equation.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Hare.
Thank you.
You are a very patient man. In more ways than one.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 19.
You have a motion to receive and place on file.
Oh, sorry. We do have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.